Gator 99.5, number one for new country. And of course, Gator 99.5, always the information station for everything hurricane relief when it comes to Hurricane Laura and Hurricane Delta. On the phone with me is Mr. Brad Hazard, who's the director of the compliance and enforcement for the Louisiana State Licensing Board of Contractors. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, first off, Brad, first question. How in the heck do you get that title onto a business card?
It's very small print.
I bet it is. That or you got the biggest business card ever.
No, sir. Just very small print.
So let's talk real talk here. Southwest Louisiana damaged by Hurricane Laura, Hurricane Delta, roofs damage, fence damage, homes damage, property damage, and people are having to hire contractors to do roofing, fencing, electrical work. There's so many different things to rebuild. And we wanted to talk to you this morning, Brad, about why is it very important to hire a licensed contractor?
Oh, Mike, there's a couple reasons why. Let's start off with a licensed contractor. At least we know who they are if your project goes south some kind of way, if you end up in a problem. They're easily identified. They're recognized by the state. They've got some filings. We know who the owners are. And the other part, the most important part, is they've taken some type of exam or competency test to show that they actually know how to do the work. I mean, it's pretty easy for the storm chasers just to bounce in with, like you said, a brand new fresh business card that says they're a contractor, but we don't really know what their skill set is. We don't really know if they're carrying the insurances that they should be carrying. We don't really know that they've got workman's comp to protect the homeowner against them. We don't know they have any experience or any business sense about how to handle your project without taking all your money and leaving you an unsatisfactory project.
Right, Brad, because, I mean, think about this. When you hire someone, the first thing you're wanting is to go back to the way it was, and you don't want to get some sort of horrible craftsmanship and work where when they leave, all of a sudden you got to hire somebody else to fix their work.
Look, and we see that all the time in every natural disaster or even just some remodels we come around. And the consumer is the one that's always at risk for things like this. And, you know, if I can just tell you a couple things that maybe they can help themselves moving forward with their project. You know, the first thing is I understand we've all been in that position where your home's damaged or you're out of your house. This process is not going to happen overnight. Take an extra day. Think it through. Let's verify who you're hiring. Let's make sure that they have all the proper insurances. Let's make sure they're getting the permits. Let's make sure they're getting all the inspections done to make sure that your house is safe and how it's supposed to be. You know, all these things are really, really important. You know, we talked a minute ago about hiring a licensed contractor and the reasons why. A lot of times people don't recognize how easy it is to verify whether people are licensed or not. You know, there's a couple ways they can do that. You can go to visit our website 24 hours a day, and you can put in your contractor's name or his contractor number, and it'll tell you what he's licensed to do and what he's not. You can call our office. We're more than happy to help you with that any kind of way. You know, we got a little app on your iPhone and your Android to do your contractor search. You know, contractors use those all the time as they hire people to work with them. You know, the biggest thing that we'd like to tell people to do is it's your project. Take control of it. Take charge of it. And we know that this is an emotional time for them. We know it's a trying financial time for them as well. And most people don't ever, ever think that they're going to set out to take on a $7,500,000 renovation project on their home. And they're not necessarily prepared for that. And that combined with all the things going on externally in their world, sometimes they rush it through. And we'd like everybody just to slow down just a tiny, tiny bit. And let's verify the licenses. Let's verify who's doing the work. Let's get those insurance certificates and call those insurance companies to make sure those policies are still in place.
Right.
And just pay attention. You know, pay attention.
Well, and you know, do the legwork. Make sure you do your investigations.
That's right.
So you were talking about mobile apps. You were talking about phone numbers. You were talking about a website.
Sure.
So for folks in Southwest Louisiana that are about to hire a contractor, have been talking to one, they want to verify their credentials, what's the website they can check out?
They can go to lacontractor.org. That's lacontractor.org. And there's a section in there that tell you all kinds of interesting information about how to avoid getting a bad contractor, how to avoid getting taken advantage of. And, of course, you can verify the licensure of all the contractors that you're, you know, considering using at that point. You can call the office at any time, 225-765-2301, and anybody here would be more than happy to walk you through that process.
All right, and if they have the mobile app and they want to go that way instead of on the website, what's the mobile app?
The mobile back, again, is LA Contractor, and it's available on Apple and on Android.
All right, it's a free download.
Absolutely free. I'm sorry, it is a free download.
All right, so Brad, one more time, just to reiterate, we're having to hire contractors in Southwest Louisiana. The best thing to do is do your legwork first. Investigate them. Make sure they have their licenses and their license. Hey, I'm going to do your roof, but he's only licensed to do plumbing or something.
Right. Look, that's going to be a problem. That happens, you know, fairly frequently, and I hate to see anybody get taken advantage of that. You know, like you said, do your legwork, do your investigation, take that extra minute and extra step, and just treat this as you would a business and transaction, because this is what it is. It's business. And, right. You know, we've got 25, 28,000 licensed contractors in the state. Most all of them are good. I'm not going to tell you they all are, but most all of them are great contractors, and they're honorable and reputable, and they wouldn't take advantage of you. But the most important thing, remember, it's your project. Make sure you control your project.
Absolutely. Let's give them the website and the phone number one more time.
Sure. The website is lacontractor.org, and our phone number is 225-765-2301. Got any questions, please, y'all feel free to reach out and talk to us or send us a little message on the website, and somebody will get back to you probably within the same day, and we'll do whatever we can to help you out.
Your information station, Gator 99.5, that's Brad Hazard. He's the director of the Compliance and Enforcement for Louisiana State Licensing Board of Contractors. Great information. Brad, thanks for stopping by and talking to us this morning.
Thanks for having us. Good luck, everybody.